This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency says Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear plant is facing perhaps a more dangerous phase after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site on Wednesday.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, which has come under repeated shelling. But he said he was putting aside this plan so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. Zaporizhia is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Mexican authorities say 8 employees or officials are being investigated for possible misconduct at a migrant detention center where a fire killed 39 detained men. Video shows guards hurrying away from the smoky fire, apparently without trying to free detainees. Anger and frustration following the blaze in the northern border city of Ciudad Juarez boiled over Wednesday as hundreds of migrants walked to a U.S. border gate hoping to make a mass crossing. Australia has taken the first formal step towards holding a referendum to recognize indigenous people in the Constitution. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus introduced the bill in Parliament Thursday. He said the referendum would be an opportunity to acknowledge history and help Australians come together for a more reconciled future.
I trust the Australian people to understand that this is an opportunity for a better future, not just for the First Peoples of Australia, but for all Australians.
This is VOA News. Australia's Aboriginal people make up about 3.2% of the country's nearly 26 million people, but are not mentioned in Australia's 122-year-old constitution. They were marginalized by British colonial rulers and not granted voting rights until the 1960s. Australians will be asked if they want to change the Constitution to create a committee of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders that will provide non-binding advice to Parliament on matters that affect them. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping onto the front lines of the battle for democracy in Africa. Harris is spending time Thursday in Tanzania as it makes fragile progress towards restoring its reputation as a more inclusive government. Samia Suluhu Hassan, Tanzania's first female president, has undone some of the East African country's more oppressive policies, including lifting a ban on opposition rallies. Harris is the first woman to serve as U.S. vice president, and her meeting with Hassan will be a noteworthy show of support from Washington as the United States deepens its outreach to Africa. Sudan's political deadlock continues as military leaders try to retain control of the country instead of handing it over to civilians, and people tell VOA it is having a negative effect on their standard of living. Henry Wilkins reports from Khartoum.
A recent overhaul relating to the state's finances has led to criticism that the military government, which analysts say is inherently corrupt, is attempting to gain more control of the economy. Sudan's links to Russia and the Kremlin-linked paramilitary group Wagner have been well publicised in the media. A report by the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, an investigative journalism non-profit, found Wagner working with political and military figures in Sudan to exploit the country's gold. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
West Virginia was one of two U.S. states on Wednesday to approve legislation to impose certain restrictions on transgender young people. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
In West Virginia, Republican Governor Jim Justice has signed a bill banning gender-affirming care for minors. West Virginia joins at least 10 other states that have enacted laws restricting treatments for transgender youth. The bill outlaws minors from being prescribed hormone therapy and fully reversible puberty blockers. It also bars minors from receiving gender-affirming surgery, something physicians say doesn't even happen in West Virginia. Unlike measures in other states, however, West Virginia's law contains a unique exemption. It permits doctors to prescribe medical therapy if a teenager is considered at risk for self-harm or suicide. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.